particularly as you are learning it together, you need to back off a little bit. It's almost too loud, and you're not listening to each other. It was great up till about, I think it was letter B, which is why I got it moved over.
Yeah,
here.
The development section.
And then somewhere after that, it started to just sound panicked. I want to make sure I'm in the right place. That's all that you were doing is you were in the right place. But it lost some of that melding that was so beautiful at the beginning, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. So if you did if you guys did a YouTube, play that opening section,
okay.
You would sell it. But you got to cut before letter B.
Yeah.
No,
I'll cut out seven pages for you.
It's
yeah,
a teaser
but,
for the
album. No, seriously, no. For is that a good place for everybody to start?
B.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Why not?
First page.
Yeah. Sure.
Second
all right.
Page.
Why don't you start there?
I just think you have to have
and,
on the caption of the YouTube. And then they went to their full time jobs.
Yeah. Oh well.
This is
no,
what
you
we're
know,
doing
no, you
for
never
fun.
Make an excuse.
Well,
Ding,
well, I have a question.
No,
a lot of these parts. He wrote where we really are doing for we're all fortissimo.
Yes,
so
but I guess
much.
Some of us should pull
and,
back.
And
yeah.
there's, it doesn't let up, and that's what you've got to listen for because somewhere in there were a lot of places, Gary, where you had a melody line and everybody was I had to read.
We have to figure out who's more important.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, by the way,
the Mozart, and I, you know, when those moments came, it was very clear. And I think some of it is familiarity too, but you just need to be more familiar with what everybody else is doing.
Right.
I would say if you can start it at B or maybe even a little before to get into B, it doesn't have to be very much either.
And then you want to do like 8 before?
Yeah, why don't you do 8 before B? That's just before you start that
there's a pickup to that.
Okay. There's a pickup, yeah.
Yeah.
So you come out for
I think I have the melody there.
Give
actually.
Us a
key.
I
pick up to 8 before B.
That's
yeah.
one of the places
I have a pickup.
You know, where
before.
I said, oh, they're losing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually have a quarter note pickup, and I'm.
I do too.
Okay, good. And I think my little thing is the melody.
So is mine.
All right. Oh, good. Then we'll play it together.
Yeah, so.
One, two, three. Now, just Laurie and Gary. One, two. Ah, now get those together.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Tricky.
One, two. Much better. Okay. Yeah, right. Just that little tiny bit. Now, what else? What is everybody else doing right there?
Triplets.
Thump, thump.
All right, so without those two, everybody else at wherever that is, 8 before, without the pickup, obviously, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, yeah. All right, so now, now when that
now
trio thing starts, you know, all of that other stuff, everybody now becomes pretty equal, you know, with that. But that was good. I mean, and they set it up. First the twos, then the threes. I mean, then the other two, then Daniel joins. And that's a wonderful little moment. And those kind of little things keep happening after B, mostly, all the way to the end. There was a place also, I think you were at letter E. Yeah, where everybody's sawing away and it just was unrelenting, and yet there's music going on with all of that.
It is unrelenting.
Yeah. How about backing up to getting into that?
I have a little figure probably with me. You're more sustained. Yeah, we're together basically.
Again, it's 8 before. Take 8 before. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Before
7,
8.
Yeah, make it 9. Is that a logical place for everybody? 9 before. Your piano with a little crescendo. What you have to remember here also is that the crescendo is built into the part because everybody's going higher. So don't force it to get louder. It's going to go there without your help. All right, so if you can pick it up at 9 or so before, that would be great. 1, 2, 3. To get there, either it's written to happen, and once you get there, just play the downbeat of E. Don't play anything else but the downbeat, whatever you got. And if you're shaking, don't shake. Just play that single note. Aha! Let's hear yours, Natalie. Not quite. You have to be higher. Yes, Gary, you have it too, I think. So, because you're that two octaves lower, an octave lower, you need to squeeze it higher.
Okay.
And you probably need to bring yours down just a smidge, Natalie, in order for that to really become unison. But that's a great moment. Start on E now, and just, again, just play that first note and think where it is. Here we go. Take it at only two before E. You're already in the crescendo, but forget about it for right now. But just play what you've got. One, two, three. Didn't quite arrive at where you did it when we just isolated it, and that's what you've got to think of as a goal. Once again, the same two bars. Two, three, four. Yeah. Once you arrive there, you can go on with the rest. Da-dum, bum, da, dee. Now, I would like to piss you off and have you go back to nine before and get there and make that happen again. Two, three. Okay, no,
sorry.
Yeah. Two, three. So it's a major third, all right. But you don't want it to go. Keep the eyebrow up. You know, I told those sopranos last night, when you have a note that's like that, you got to think each one of them a little higher rather than thinking it as a lower note. Play just that. All right, play it with Daniel and Julia at 94. One, two, three, and. Okay, see, Daniel has one of those notes that you've got to match. Play yours, Daniel. That's the one. All right, that's the one. So you need to really make that happen. Now play it with Gary and Lori. Two, three, and. Yeah. All right, so it's those kind of moments that, you know, that's hard.
Clouds parted.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's an the first is exposed, so, you know, so exposed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh,
that's
but again, if she knows that she's keying in on Daniel's sustained thing, she can adjust very quickly. And that's what happened, I think. Once you really knew, oh, I'm going to, it's...
Right.
Yeah, then it made all the difference in the world. Okay, so now, and then the last really, it was, toward the end, yeah.
10 before 8, more than that before 8.
Between G and H, perhaps.
I think so, I think, yeah, where's G? Oh, yeah. Okay, there again, you're fighting each other so much to get that fortissimo to happen. How about F? Let's start at F just for the heck of it. 2, 3. It's there. And I think that's the place I was thinking about rather than the one between G and H. But why don't you start then at F again and let's go on. And knowing that you're going to have to circle and spend some time with. 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about that.
Yeah.
You and Gary, both times that comes up, you just keep playing forte.
Okay, thank you.
Where is that?
Forte piano.
Where we stop?
Right there.
It's forte piano.
That's the first time I've seen that.
Should be piano after the first time.
Yeah, definitely piano.
Mike's never heard
that one. Forte piano.
Yeah, here.
Oh.
This.
Okay.
But it goes. It stays piano?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
forte. Means it starts forte and then it drops to piano.
Okay.
And it stays piano until it begins the crescendo into G.
Into monster fortissimo.
Okay.
Right.
I thought it was just a temporary.
No, it's not an accent.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What you thought.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It really is a.
Okay.
So, how about
this happens again earlier?
Before you go back, do the passage that's that you da da dee da 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 da, and do it slower and just tune it together. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Right. Beginning on the fourth beat, unison thing.
Right.
Of what measure?
Well, it's after F, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth measure, last beat.
Can
we just start the fourth measure into it?
Sure.
Get us
and let me suggest right now, take a new time. Bum, 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 bum. Triplet figure da dee da da ya da da dee. I think you have right. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. There, you just really need to work that until you can hear it really come together, find where it is. Start right there again. Ba, 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 da, ba, ba.
So is it
second beat of the fourth measure, 1, 2.
Fifth
measure.
Measure.
Yes, it
fifth
is.
Measure.
It's after the down.
Okay.
And one.
Okay.
each new figure. Start the room. Ya ta ta stop. Ta ta stop. Ti ta stop. Because those are where your unisons are really, they really show up.
Right.
All right? So just do it. Ready? One. Stop. You guys higher, you a little lower. All right, finish that figure. Down, you lower voices have to mic squeeze up just a little bit from where the textbook says it's supposed to be on the string, you know? That's where you're going to get good ensemble play. All right, I would say now, without going back to the full tempo, start at F, keep going, and kind of make mental notes of this, because these are the places that, you know, will set you apart. All right, so how about one, dee da da dee da da, yeah, one, 2, 3, 4.
This is just like, and now there's fuzz.
Is yours, is it measured or is it tremolo?
Tremolo.
It's tremolo.
Oh, it's tremolo. Okay.
Yeah. And what needs to happen, Julia, is you need to start at whatever the dynamic would be if everybody was doing it,
mm-hmm.
almost F plus,
right.
and start there, and then begin your diminuendo, as opposed to starting it at the level which is mezzo piano or mezzo forte.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
You need to be strong. It's a moment where you take over, literally.
Those are measured, aren't they? Sixteenths? A half note with two stripes?
Yeah.
Sixteenths?
You can do it rather than triple. Yeah, that might make a difference, too.
So we all have to kind of lock into each other there.
Right.
Rhythmically.
Where is that again?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 after G.
So start on G. Yep.
Yeah.
that's where you need to be, almost double F.
Oh, okay.
Against what everybody else is doing, because you are beginning a whole new idea here. Get into that again from where that
Julie, I think you're rushing the 16th. Like you're thinking it's...
Yeah,
I'm counting four beats a minute.
But when it's faster, it's like a tremolo rather than a...
Yeah, measure it into 16. It'll be very exciting. All right, do you start wherever it was you did?
G?
Yeah, G, I guess. Two, go.
Six, seventh measure of G.
Right,
you begin on the third beat,
Julia.
Is that right?
Huh?
The tremolo, yes.
Yeah.
All right, just play
thing.
Your first
not
note,
same
everybody.
No,
at the level you were.
Gonna play,
ready?
Gonna play.
Just play it. Just one note. Start it that much above their dynamic.
Oh.
Okay? So now, how about G again. Two, three, four.
Crescendo, where it says diminuendo right there.
Well, I don't diminuendo is what I'm saying. You can't. Okay. They're doing it. You need to stay where you are so that you begin that ba da di da. Don't be afraid of it. Do it again. One more time. Sorry.
Right at G? Is that
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Three, four.
It's easier than your...
You're doing 30-second notes, and it just needs to be 6 seconds.
I know when we do it fast, it's very fast.
Yeah, yeah. But yabba dabba 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 dabba. Do it. Three, four. Yeah. Now from G with Julia playing the right part.
Julia can play whatever the hell comes out of her head.
Three, four. Making that whole section fit. That's your moment. That's when the baritone bursts through the curtain and says, here I am, you know.
It's like two or three times.
Expose your armor, honey. Yeah, that's it.
And the natural tendency is to slow down in those nice, you know, melodic.
You don't have to.
So you can keep us.
Yeah, keep that. Dabba 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 dabba. Do it now from G at the faster tempo. Let's see, you were at... Step on everybody's toes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so, right. We have that. Kind of.
When you start that next one, start it the same way. Almost double F. Yabba dabba 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 keep the same dynamic inside yourself, and then when they come, you can back away to melt into the court. But that support needs to be there through that whole section. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, where did you just stop?
I'm halfway between G and H.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have measure numbers.
Okay. So where are you about?
10th measure after G. Or 11th would be where we start again.
Or we just start at G.
Where do you start that second group, Julia, of 16?
11th after G.
All right, that's where you want to start,
one,
right
two,
now.
Three, four,
six, seven, eight, nine.
Start right
okay.
11th bar.
11.
Mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4. Articulation without as much separation. Can you stay on the string more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, do the same place then. Everybody? 2, 3, 4. Okay, you know, more. That's here.
More meaning louder?
More sound.
Ah.
Just you. It doesn't have to. What? How can I?
Staccato?
Sticky.
Yeah.
Sticky.
On the string.
Do it again, Julia. Yeah. Whatever you just did was magic. All right, remember that. Okay, so start there again, everybody. That's what you want to do the first time, too.
Okay.
Exactly. All right, so 2, 3, 4. Okay. And so my suggestion is after you get to your quarter note or the half note right there, and you do the pickup with Daniel, that's when you lose some of the strength in it. So play that part that you do, Daniel, getting into that. When, I mean, after all that's over and you start
mm-hmm.
that little
you,
pick
where
up
I come in?
Something. Yeah.
What beat you come in at?
4.
Okay.
2, 3. Stop. That's enough. Do that again. Alright, now Julia does those first two notes with you because she's finishing all that. La 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 la. Right? That's what you want to do there. All right, so why don't you and Daniel do it together from wherever that is.
Okay. 13th measure.
In other words, you do your thing and Daniel
yeah.
will come in
right.
at the right time and you're going to blend with that.
Right.
All
right,
so go. Yeah. No, that's a little too much. Play
too
volume.
Much fading out or too much volume?
No, too much volume. You got to play it. Play it. Pretend you're playing his tune.
Mm-hmm. Bear in mind, my part's pianissimo there.
So
right.
Yeah.
So do your whole.
So was it before, but it's. All
right, do your whole 16th note passage and get to that. But yeah, I'm killing you. Go. Somewhere you're supposed to enter there, right?
Yeah.
When I start the quarters.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let's just start at 11. 3, 4. Yes.
Where it's got all those parts.
Yes,
playing.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I don't
think it needs to slow down.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little pile driver before the last note.
Yeah, just
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got a lot of drama.
Yeah.
It